Welcome to Life with Bethancourt, where life is always interesting.
We sold everything to live on the road full time,
despite having zero experience.
Now we bring you lessons, laughs, and stories from the road.
Buckle in for an entertaining ride.
Jeez, oh Pete's, oh Pete's.
Well, speaking of jeez, oh Pete's, jeez, oh pizza. We're just sitting here laying in bed looking up nearby pizza places.
Yeah. We really got distracted there for a minute.
Yeah, really went down a rabbit hole fairly quickly.
It's not good when both of us goes down a rabbit hole, we've realized recently.
Yeah, I've been like real hungry. And I literally just ate two open-faced peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, egg drop soup.
Ew!
Carrots.
That's such a weird combination.
I know, and then I sat down and I was like, I'd definitely eat pizza.
Me too.
I don't know what's happening.
Who cares?
Am I high? Is this what it's like to be high?
I don't know.
All right. Well, I suppose that we should just record the podcast episode.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Life with Bethancourt. I'm Beth.
I'm Court.
In today's episode, we are talking about what these fearless humans are actually quite scared of.
And these fearless humans are actually us, if that was confusing to you, because I felt a little confused.
Oh my gosh.
It's us.
Oh my goodness.
And this is why we decided to talk about our biggest fears on this episode, because oftentimes people say to us, like, you're living such a big lifestyle and you were so brave to do it without having any experience, and we could never do that. So you two are fearless and we admire that about you. And for us, we've said this multiple times before, it wasn't about overcoming a fear. It was about just problem solving and becoming more confident through the process of living life on the road. So that being said, we thought we would share that we are real humans with real fears.
Very real fears.
Shall we start with our newest combined obsessive fear? Shall we start there?
Yes.
I'll let you take this one.
Well, you see, we have been living in Florida for 4 months and traveling up and down the state, staying at different campgrounds, and everywhere at all the campgrounds, they have these signs that say, beware of dem gators and snakes. They don't actually say dem gators.
They should.
They say of alligators. Anyway, we were warned very frequently in Florida about alligators. Everything had a sign that said beware of gators and don't go near the water's edge, et cetera, et cetera. And we saw like four gators in Florida?
I don't know, but we did extensive research. Like, I specifically remember we spent over an hour researching different articles about alligators in bed, reading them to each other, then waking up and immediately talking about alligators again. So it was more of like a curiosity standpoint, and we also wanted to be prepared in case we ever saw them.
Right, right. And so I think it was one of our last stops. I'm trying to remember where we were when we saw.
Oh, on the hike?
Yeah, where was that?
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
I think it was Florida, though.
It was one of our last Florida stops.
One of our last Florida stops. And we went on a hike. Mm-hmm. And it was this really cool trail that was paved at first. And then it really quickly dropped off and was no longer paved. And then you were kind of off the beaten path. You were in the woods, which is fine. That reminded me of Michigan. Then we get to this clearing where a river basically passes through and you have to kind of walk over the river. And there's a place where you can look. It's an overpass, I guess, essentially, where you can look out over the river. So we're looking, and Courtney is the self-proclaimed alligator spotter.
I'm very good at it.
So
we found this out at site one. When I saw one in the dark,
she saw
the reflection of his eyeball.
His eyeball, yes. And she was very adamant about reminding me of that frequently. So anyway, we didn't really see that many gators, though. And so we were on this hike. We get to this river and we're looking out over it. And she was like, oh, look, there's a big gator. Nah, that's probably just a log. And I had the camera, mm-hmm. the actual good camera. And I start zooming, and I was like, I think that might actually be a gator. And she's like, no, I think it's just a log. It's like, it just looks like a log, like water running over a log. I zoom in, and I was like, oh, no, that is a big, big gator. And so, of course, we trade on and off the camera because we never remember to bring the binoculars.
We call them the knock knocks.
We call them the knock knocks.
I feel like we need our own dictionary.
So we forgot the knock knocks and we're using the camera to zoom and we're like, oh my gosh, this gator is so big. So then we try to go on the other side of the river to get a closer look. Court was like, do not go into those weeds because that's scary.
Yeah, you just really seem to push it with alligators. I'm not sure what that is or where it comes from, but you push it often.
I wanted to get a better look at him. And I always call them hims because I just do.
You are the person that they make those articles about right. not disturbing wildlife right. and yeah. stop being
I'm
an
the reason,
human. Yes.
I'm the reason they've got the signs. Yes. So anyway, we go around, get a different angle. And I was like, holy shit, that alligator is actually really big. So anyway, we look, we Google and Google over it. And then we're like, okay, let's just finish, like, I don't know, this loop or whatever that goes around the river. So we turn back and we go to turn so that we can do the loop around the full trail or whatever. And like, I don't know, probably it was just across the river on the other side from us. And it was probably 100 yards.
I have no measurement of direction.
It was on the other side of the river. I would say the river was probably 100 feet. And we saw this massively long thing. And the sun was glistening off it. And Court goes, is that an alligator? Because if that is an alligator.
It was on land.
And it is on land. And that is an alligator whose head we can't even see. And it's already 6 to 8 feet long. I am fucking out.
Like, and I was.
I am gone. I am going back right now.
We got out our knives.
We did get out our knives. And I got out the camera first, though. Duh.
You always do.
I zoom in and I said, sure as shit, that's definitely a very large alligator who is sunbathing on the shore, which made both of us feel very uncomfortable. We both whipped out our pocket knives and continued to walk down the path as if we were the ones who had just committed a crime, looking over our shoulder, walking fast. We were probably a bit sweaty.
That was our last gator experience until so we left Florida and we were like, man, won't it be fun to hike trails without gators anymore? Because someone told us, and we recently found out it was apparently Beth.
Yeah,
that was who told us that there weren't gators anymore in Georgia.
Okay, here's a big disclaimer for those of you listening who maybe don't know every single thing about us. We forgot to say this part. We're from Michigan.
That's important.
We're born and raised in Michigan, and Court has never really left Michigan. Like,
that's
even
not
traveling.
I went to Florida as a kid a couple of times, and Virginia.
Okay, so
in Canada often
a couple. Well, going north doesn't count because that's the same country as where we are. But so my point though is, you didn't travel to places that were very different than where we are for long periods of time. I lived for a couple summers in Texas, but they just had really fucking big bugs and spiders. It was disgusting and it's really hot. You always stay indoors. And then I also have lived in Chicago, but again, things aren't different there. There's not really any animals in Chicago that I'm not used to, or any weather I'm not used to. I visited my dad very often in St. Louis. So basically everywhere that we've gone has always looked a lot like home as far as weather and animals. So this is the first time we spent an extended amount of time in someone else's like region of the country. And so that's why we were like, oh, gators are only in Florida.
Don't you dare say we. You did this.
You didn't know either.
You did this. No. Ugh. So Beth decides gators aren't anywhere other than in Florida. And then we go to Georgia and we stayed at this really cute campsite that we talked about in social media. And it was literally on a lake and there was not a gator. Like, we were there for a week. We didn't see a gator. So I'm believing.
There's also no signs anywhere.
Yeah, there's
anymore.
No signs anymore. So I'm believing her false proclamation. That
I was
there
believing my false
proclamation
as well.
Gators. And then we get to this campsite and I'm just going to leave this short and sweet because we have other fears to get to. However, We are walking these beautiful trails. So where are we? We're in South Carolina or North Carolina?
We're in South Carolina.
We're in South Carolina, and we get to this campsite, and there's these really cool walking trails behind the campsite. And they made a path, and it's really pretty and all this stuff. So
beautiful lake.
Yeah. So we're walking back there, and all of a sudden, we are like, oh, look at these little turtles. They're so cute.
We saw a bald eagle. We're looking up. Standing at the water's edge, looking straight into the sky. We're like a gator's perfect meal.
And at one point, I said to Bethany, man, this would be perfect to just come, like, take our chairs down here and sit and watch the sunset. So
you wanted to work down there. You were like, let's see if the internet works down
here. Well, because you lied to me and said there weren't gators outside of Florida. So we are walking the lake, and all of a sudden, I see something like really far, because I am the alligator spotter.
The gator spotter.
I see something fully on the other side of the lake, and I can't tell what it is, but I can tell there's something in the water, and I'm watching the motion of it, and I'm like, it's not a log, because it wouldn't float like that. Like, it wouldn't make movements like that. And then it started moving sideways. And I was like, I don't know what that is, but that's something. So I'm watching this.
Okay, hold on, though. You had spotted that. But then as we were walking along the shore, we saw
a baby gator.
You were like, is that a fucking alligator head? And I was like, no, we're in South Carolina. Oh, that is a gator head. Yes. It's a baby gator head.
And this is like marshland, like very swampy. There's a lot of algae, and like connecting into the lake, there's a whole inner pass through that's just algae, like sitting on top of the water. So you can't see anything in the water. So I see a baby gator head, and then I look up at this thing again, and I know nothing about measurement, but I can tell you it's very far away from us, but I'm still watching this thing. And all of a sudden, it's like coming toward us. And I'm like, what is that? Like, it's swimming. It looks like it's coming at us. And at this point, there's a whole nother family on the trail, like a dad with four kids, and then like a mom and dad and three more kids. Like, we're all on the same trail. So we're watching. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I think that's an alligator swimming right at us.
But one key detail here is that when we ran into this family, this dad with these four kids, and two of them are pretty little, one's, I don't know, probably like 12 or something. And when we ran into them, we said, there is a small gator up there if you want to see. And so we start talking to them at the water's edge. We start talking to them. He's like, yeah, I grew up in Florida. So we were making noise.
Yeah.
We were talking
back and forth.
And we said, look it out there at that one. We keep seeing it move. Do you think that's a gator? And so now at this point, there's six humans standing at the water's
assessing
edge.
Assessing this creature. Yeah. So it literally starts coming across the lake. And at this point, it's about halfway to us. And I can tell that it's long and that there's a head. And so I have Bethany get out her phone, because we don't have the binoculars, because we still haven't learned our lesson.
Need to bring the damn
knock-knocks.
And
she zooms in and she's like, that's totally an alligator. And so we're all like watching this alligator swim toward us, and we're all like, ooh, oh my gosh,
whoa,
that's crazy. And all of a sudden, I was like, Bethany, he's come, like, he or she is coming toward us. Like, there's lots of space, lots of different ways it could go toward the shore, and it's coming directly toward us.
And it was coming fast.
It was coming fast, and it did not care that we knew it was there. Like, some of them will duck and try to hide because they're scared. This one was not.
This one's body was like right up on the water.
It was picking up speed. It was very large, and it got to the point where it was literally, this measurement I do know, like 10 to 15 feet away from shore. By this point, I start walking. I'm like, Bethany, no. Like, this does not feel right.
Well, and at the same time, while you're walking away, there's another family of three or four coming towards us. And we said to that there was a mom and a dad and three little littles. And we said, hey, watch out. There's a gator up there.
And she said, do they come on land? And I said, yes, because we did the research and they can chase you up to like 30 feet at very rapid speeds. Anyway, so I start moving and I'm like, let's go. Like, it's getting too close and it's coming toward us. And we have not seen that behavior before in alligators. And my sweet fucking Beth Ann decides she just wanted to take one more picture and one more video. And I was like, this is not the time for this. So we start walking away very quickly, and it keeps coming toward the shore where the other family is standing. So everyone kind of disperses and we're on our way. So literally, this is ridiculous. We've spent so much time.
We've definitely spent half the time. But I would say that currently alligators take up 75% of our fear. So I think that's fine.
I agree. We are going to try to make this podcast shorter, and it's clearly not going to happen. So we were like, what do we do? Like, so then we start researching again, and Beth starts getting all of these stats on like freak accidents of, you know, people who are bit and dragged into the water and their limbs show up, you know, however long later.
You made that sound a little bit docile. People who are dragged to their death.
Yeah. And so I said to her, like, do you understand why you cannot stand there and take pictures that close anymore? And she's like, yeah, I finally, like, I get it. And our best guess is we saw two baby gators. We ended up seeing another
maybe
one.
Maybe a teenage gator.
Maybe a teenage gator. So we think that it's mating season, like it's spring, so they're having babies, and it said they will swim at you to scare you off if they are protecting their babies.
They'll swim at you or hiss or chomp their teeth. And I said to court, if an alligator fucking hissed at me, I would melt into a puddle.
So
I would cease to exist.
So we both decide we're not going to go back there again. And I tell Beth Ann, I'm like, please don't walk back there by yourself in the morning, because she goes on morning walks. And she's like, I won't. So we swear off this part of the campsite. And then immediately the next day on our lunch break walk, we're like, do you want to kind of go back there again?
And we brought the knock knocks this time.
And we brought the binoculars. And there are so many gators in this
and not
lake.
A single sign. No. Not a single sign. And no. I'd say that we saw at least like one had its entire body showing.
Yeah.
And so we've seen eight here probably by now. And then we were like, okay, on this lunch break today, we are not going to the marsh. Like, I don't have it in me to have the cortisol spikes.
It really, but it's like we're trying to be a little wild and crazy, but then it gets too out of hand. Cortisol spikes. And then we can't, then guys, we go to sleep and we just talk about it.
We just talk about gators all the time.
And what it would be like to drown and be dragged to the bottom of the lake to your death.
Yeah, here's the thing. When I read disturbing shit, it doesn't leave my head. So I just have been reciting how people have died since 1987. By gator. And to be clear, there used to only be like one death a year, and now there's like seven deaths a year.
Yeah.
But all the stats stuck in my head and how each of them died. And now when I identify things, I'm like, I bet that's a retention pond. That's what that one criminal, he was trying to flee the police and he got chomped by a gator. And
then we tried not to go on like the scary big lake, and we're like, we'll just stay on the marsh side because there was another trail. And right as we're walking by, I was like, sweetheart, I think that's another alligator. Give me the knock knocks. And I looked and there were like five of them out with their heads
like
sticking out.
Big old ones. We actually got a picture of one
through the binoculars.
Eyes. Yeah, through the binoculars. And he's a dinosaur. He's a dinosaur just staring into my soul with those big black death eyes.
We have learned that one of us needs to be like on watch while the other one takes a picture.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we went for a walk today, not back there, and we like went on the main road and there was a cemetery, and I like looking at cemeteries. And so Beth was like, well, do you want to walk down there? And I said, yeah. And there was literally like the tiniest man-made pond with like a fountain by it, and it was in the ditch, and we're walking by on the road, and I immediately thought like, that's too small to have an alligator. Like, there's nothing in there.
And all of a sudden, sure that shit, water moved.
Well, he was like out of the water, sunning totally. And he jumped back in, and we were like, God, now what? Like, what if, because he started swimming across the little lake, and we're like, what do we do if he comes out?
So I didn't even have a knife to stab him in the snout if I had to.
Or the eyes.
Right.
The eyes or the snout. So anyway, this was a very long
This was
way
a gator takeover.
Of saying, we could just post one episode about gators. Part one, gator fears, part two. This was a very long way to say that this is a very current and obsessive fear for us.
Once you see a gator, you never go back.
That's not true. It didn't get bad till this time.
It's not true. Once a gator swims at you, you never go back. Yeah. That gator was ready to chomp someone.
How big? So in the context of the picture we took of the one through the knock knocks, mm-hmm. and the one we saw today, that its body was mm-hmm. fully out, How big do you think that one was that was swimming directly toward us?
Well, from the snout that we could see to the, I would say like the middle of his back where we could see was probably 5 or 6 feet. So I'd say that it was like a 12 foot gator.
I would say 10 to 12 feet.
It was no small thing.
No.
Okay. So
we have 8 minutes to talk about the rest of our fears.
Okay. So here, this is a collective fear for us. Like it's alligators. We don't actually have many fears that are the same though.
Oh gosh, no.
So
alligators is our first common couple fear.
Right. It's our couple fear. Yeah. So I think it would be fun to just go back and forth real quick and list each other's fears.
Okay.
Your number one fear is your teeth falling out.
That's number two.
Okay. But it's up there.
It's in the top.
Let's just say
three.
It's in the top. Let's just say top five. So okay. In no particular order. Yes. Your teeth falling out.
Yes.
In particular that you walk the up the stairs.
Teeth. Oh yeah.
Oh, does that count as two fears?
No, same fear, but different ways different it could ways, happen. So yeah. You share that one.
That you're walking up the stairs and trip and
cement
fall.
Cement stairs.
And knock them all out.
From our apartment complex. Yes. Specifically.
That we haven't lived in for 3 years.
And then the other one is my bottom four teeth falling out because I have really bad plaque buildup. And someone in my family had to have those teeth removed because of the bad plaque buildup. So it's a very rational fear.
Okay.
Yeah. Your top fear is emotions. Am I wrong?
I don't know that it's a fear. It makes me very uncomfortable, though.
I think you're afraid of emotions.
We'll leave it in there for now.
Okay. Another top fear of yours is spiders slash bugs, which I think will surprise people. Mm-hmm. I think they would assume I'm the one that's like, kill it. But it's actually you.
It is absolutely
me. Can you reenact what it sounds like when you find a bug?
I get really angry
when
they're in my space.
No, that's not anger. You get like this really panicked, like your body language tenses and your face goes like, ugh.
Yeah, I don't like it, but I think I'm overall angry that they're there. Do you remember that one time that we walked into our shower and there was a fucking frog chilling on
the shampoo bottle?
It was terrifying.
Oh, yeah. So it goes beyond just spiders and insects.
It's
for you.
Things that move quickly and are small, I think.
Mice? Squirrels?
I like squirrels.
Mice?
Rats? I've never really encountered them enough to say
gerbils?
I don't like them. No. So it's like creepy, slimy things? I don't know.
No, spiders aren't slimy.
They're creepy,
though. Here's the thing. Like, I can understand being a little sketched out by a big spider. Like, to be fair, I grew up around really big spiders, like wolf spiders, but you don't even like the teeny tiny ones.
I opt out of all.
Yeah, it's not the size that matters in this situation. It's discrimination against all insects.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're afraid of people you love dying.
That's true.
Yep.
Not a fan of uncontrolled fires.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that if that is still a big fear, you hide it pretty well. But that's also because you don't like emotions. So you'll like later be like, that really scared me when you put our dinner on fire and the stove was on fire. And you'll say it really calmly. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Did that trigger your childhood trauma? And you're like, yeah, a little bit. And I'm like, all right, I won't do that again.
Mm-hmm. You're afraid of monkeys.
Yes.
All monkeys. Even the cute little ones.
None of them are cute. None.
Come on. They're kind of cute.
No. And that we think was environmental situation.
Right.
Because when I was 11, my mom will say it was my dad's fault.
Right. Okay.
But my parents were equally watching the movie Congo.
Right.
And they're basically giant gorillas. Yeah. They were like animated and they had machine guns and they were killing people with lasers. And I remember having distinct nightmares that the gorillas were crawling up the ladder to my bunk bed to murder me.
Wow. Well, I mean, I feel like they wouldn't have to crawl far.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was a silverback, you'd just jump.
Yeah.
I just remembered a massive fear of yours. I don't know how I just blanked. The ocean.
That is my number one fear.
The number one fear is the ocean.
Yep. All of it.
Yeah.
Not just specific parts. Everything.
All of it, yes.
How, like, can we just break this down for a second? how can you know about the ocean and not be terrified on some level?
I think a lot of people think it's fascinating.
Okay, but like if you just Google things that live in the ocean, right, and you know that only 25% of it has been explored,
mm-hmm,
and you know that there are giant ass things that live in there,
uh-huh,
why would you ever go in it? There's invisible things that can hurt you. Jellyfish. There, right, are.
Well, I mean, they're actually visible, but yeah. Mm, I hear
some
you
of them are invisible.
I mean, they're clear.
Yeah, I, yeah, guess you're right. there are things that can bite you. There are things that can stab you. There are things that can sting you. Like,
to be fair,
why just not get a kiddie pool?
To be fair, all of those things can happen on land as well.
Mm. Yeah, not good enough for me, but I understand what you're saying.
Okay, so we now have your teeth falling out.
The ocean.
The monkeys. Ocean monkeys.
You have spiders, emotions, fear of people dying that you
and
love.
Fire.
And fire.
A fear of yours is abandonment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I used to think, like, I always had this fear of being cheated on. It's been this root fear for a very long time. And so I always thought that was the fear. But through counseling, I learned that it was actually abandonment. And so cheating was just a way that I would be abandoned, or like not being good enough was just a way that I would be abandoned. And so that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Lauren from BetterHelp. Yeah. Yeah. So I would say I've grown in that way, that it's not a fear all of the time. But if I get severely triggered, it, uh-huh, comes out and it's still a fear. So I'd put that in like the bottom.
The sub fears.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So one more for me and one more for you.
I really can't get past spiders and emotions for you. Mm-hmm. Is there more that you've told me?
I feel like I'm going to now think of all the different things that I'm scared of now that this episode's over. I actually do have a lot of fears as far as like how I would die.
Really?
Yeah. There's definitely plenty of ways to die in horrific ways. And
so
I get stuck on those.
This is, I don't know that this is like an actual fear, but it's a behavior that comes as a byproduct of fear, is you catastrophize.
Oh, I'm really good at catastrophizing.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking that the other day.
Yeah. And you like do it so low key that like if I'm upset and something's bothering me, you will know, the campsites next to us will know, probably the internet will know, like I'm very transparent, but you'll just be like, yeah, I was just thinking about if someone got murdered today and then this happened. No, this was the exact example that you shared that I just forgot about. You said, I was just thinking about what if a bunch of teenagers or kids came and pushed over our camper on its side face down so we couldn't get out the door, and then they lit it on fire and we had to get out and we couldn't get out. And yeah, this is where you and I are a very uniquely odd couple, because my highest skill is problem solving.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh yeah, no problem, we'd kick out the emergency window, and you're like, they saran wrapped it shut. And I was like, oh, okay, then you will.
I have very elaborate scenes,
yeah,
in my head.
But it's like for every elaborate point you have, I can, yeah, counter. I was like, oh, okay, then you would stand on all fours, or I would. We would pop open the hatch on this side, crawl out, and you're like, but then how would you get out? I was like, you would pull me up with your arms, and I would stand on the counter with, mm-hmm, my toes.
Yeah, I just process things internally, which we've talked about before.
Yeah.
So I just run through my worst fears in my head quietly.
Mm-hmm.
Laying next to you in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next morning, if I feel like it, I'm like, by the way, it took me an hour and a half to go to sleep because I thought of all the ways that an alligator could kill me.
Mostly so, it's the camper being rolled on.
Yeah,
side.
A lot of it has to do with fire, which it makes sense because my house burned down when I was 11. So
I'm not a fan of chickens. Like,
oh, yeah, that's right. That's
not,
your fifth one.
Yeah, they're not like a fear,
mm-hmm,
but I don't care for them,
mm-hmm,
and when they come into my space, I really don't like it.
You get angry at chickens the way I get angry at spiders.
Yeah,
like, why are you here? You're frightening me, and I don't like it.
Except I will shit talk them to their faces, and I will say,
right,
stop following me.
I just exit immediately.
I did not give you permission to follow me with, mm-hmm, your little pecker face. Not like a penis
that,
face, like
that definitely has a very different,
yeah,
meaning.
If
so
I don't know. Is there any more you can think of for me? I don't think of any for you.
No, but overall, the point of this episode was that while
we
seem fearless because we conquered some things that other people are afraid of, the truth is we all have fears.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure there are other people out there listening to this that they're like, I am not afraid of spiders and I'm not afraid of monkeys. And so it's just different for everyone.
Right.
Yep.
So hopefully this has been an entertaining episode for you at the very least. Maybe it's helpful. I'm not sure. But we hope you enjoyed it, and you can catch the show notes and maybe a picture of a gator over at lifewithbethancourt.com. You can also get to us on every social platform, and by that I mean Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, at Life with Bethancourt. And until next time, keep building your best life.
Bye, guys.